This is a Pinball News production.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We just got a half an hour, so we're going to go pretty quickly, and then we'll be around, floating around for questions. We're pretty accessible. So anyway, Planetary Pinball, just going to talk about what we're up to. We'll have a major announcement and clarifications at the end, so just in case anybody wants to know, and we may not, so depending on how it goes. So Planetary Pinball, we're a licensee, or we are now the licensee for Williams Electronic Games. There were two licensees. One was Illinois Pinball, and one was Planetary Pinball, and now there's only one. So we're the licensee for Williams Electronic Games for copyright and trademark and parts and so forth, and we manufacture, sell, and distribute Williams Bally parts and intellectual property and all things that we can do. And so Matt and me, Rick, are the principals of the organization. There's a number of other people that run our warehouse and art departments and try to get things to happen. And so we do a bit ourselves, and then we work with a lot of people. So a lot of partners, a lot of suppliers, and so forth. So the primary thing that we do ourselves is we get parts made, and then we distribute them, and then we also have an art department where we do much of the artwork ourselves, and then anything that's not silk screening, we print ourselves, so we have a art department and all the equipment to do that. And then we're trying to do things in short runs, because pinball is all about short runs, and then we're in San Jose, South Bay, California. And we've been now 4 years since Expo, so almost an eternity in pinball time. And then, we're at pinball.com or Planetary Pinball. And then we now also own Illinois Pinball, which was located in Illinois, obviously, and now is in California. Okay? So we'll talk a little bit more about that. This is the side of really what we do and what our DNA is geared up to do. So, we make replacement parts for Williams and Bally games. So whatever we can make, whatever era we can make it in, we try to get it made as long as there's enough demand to justify doing it. Okay. We now make merchandise, so T-shirts and carpets and skateboards and whatever makes sense to put Williams or Bally artwork on. We have, by and large, permission to go do that. There's a process, and Williams is involved, and so on and so forth. But if you go to our booth, we've got a bunch of T-shirts and carpets, and our Williams carpet's been on the Tonight Show, a bunch of other things. So just trying to come out with more things where people can just go to shows or just have artifacts with the art and so forth, where they don't have to own a pinball machine to have a little bit of pinball, okay? And then the last thing is really to take the intellectual property that we have. We have the rights and ability to make games for Williams and Bally titles, remakes, and obviously Medieval Madness is the first one. Other titles are going to come. And then there are other game titles with other parties. We're not going to say what game titles with what parties, but it's there's multiple things going on. And then earlier... earlier in the year, we announced this thing called WPC 2.0, which is some hardware and software and extension capabilities to take certain games forward to enhance them. So, a great example is the Dutch Pinball guys doing Bride of Pinbot 2.0. So take a game that didn't have a DMD and had some limited capabilities and add that capability to it. So it extends the game. It's been public that Papa Duke is talking to us about some things, as well as, we're trying to move forward on Funhouse 2.0, so kind of a DMD version of Funhouse. So we're trying to move that ball forward, which has a lot of components. It can be many things depending on what makes sense for that particular game, and ideally hooking in the designers, because they You know, most of these designers always had ideas that they could never implement, you know, and so whether it's the saw blade spinning on Theater of Magic or other things, they usually have a list of things that they say, geez, wish we, you know, we tried to get this in there, but because of cost or because of time, we had to take it out. And so we thought it would be kind of neat to try to see if we can get some of those things back in, which, you know, often will require code changes or things like that. But so we can do that. It's just a matter of herding all the resources and people required to go do that. But, you know, we think that would be good to have a game that kind of has an extra little bit of kick in it and, you know, trying to get that to go. Okay, so this year was a little bit busier than normal because part of what we did is we acquired Illinois Pinball Company, Gene Cunningham's company in, I think it was end of June? End of May. So I was the project manager to go move 9 53-foot tractor trailer fulls of stuff, you know, including 450 or so pinball machines and, I don't know, 2 truckloads full of tooling and truckload full of art films and a gazillion parts and a gazillion piles of junk and whatever else we had to get rid of. We had to clear out 3 or 4 different buildings full of whatever we could get. And so that's what we did. So I spent most of my summer back and forth to Bloomington to do that. So, you know, the one thing we did do is we moved everything, or we moved a bulk of it to California, and we have a building, basically an Illinois Pinball building in California, where we have the infamous Illinois Pinball sign hanging up. And so, you know, we're now just really sifting through everything that's there and figuring out what we can do with it. And, you know, that includes a bunch of Big Bang Bar parts, and you'll know that I've been trying to sell off whatever oddball stuff we have of that, you know, just a lot of limited stuff and, you know, other things. We've got playfield racks of all the, you know, onesies or twosies or, you know, 5 or 10 of various different Williams stock playfields. So they were either the prototype or the production samples for most all, you know, there's probably 10 or 15 racks of those playfields that are just, you know, any stage of a Williams playfield that they either use to check samples or colors or do the progression of a run or things like that. So we've got all that inventory. We've got all the Williams artwork films now, so, or at least all the ones that weren't absconded with before we got into the picture. And so we're busy trying to inventory those and figure out what we can do with them. One example is the blackout back glass. So Rob Burke came to us, Rob over there, urgently saying that he wanted to license and make a back glass. And I'm trying to figure out where is that coming from. And he said he needed to have it by Expo, which was about 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I think he calls me and says, somehow he's going to go create a back glass, and he found a guy that can make it, but doesn't have the art, and it's going to cost a gazillion dollars to go make the art. So we went down and found the art films for it. I think you called me on a Thursday, found the films on Friday, cleaned them up, got them digital, and sent it off to the silk screener on Monday, and they're here now. So I've got 5 of them here, and then the rest of them are being shipped to us. So it's just an example of what you can do when you both have the artwork films and you can do something with them. So, you know, so this is a 12 or 13 color original silk screen plus mirror plus blocking layers and masking layers and so forth. And, you know, came out really good. So you can all take a look at it. That one's scratched up at the top because I hit it with my keys, but other than that, you know, so that's kind of an example of why we did what we did with the Illinois Pinball Company, is because we're in the best position to leverage, you know, the artwork films or the tooling or the parts and just get them out there. You know, I don't need to hang on to Big Bang Bar, you know, 10, you know, orange ramps or green men or whatever. You know, I don't need to have that many. I might want to have a couple, but I don't need to have a bunch. So anyway, so that's what we're doing with that. The lower right picture, ask Jack from Jersey Jack Pinball about that. Ask him about why does Rick have a bent-up bicycle in his presentation. So on to, you know, the games. So we're MMR, this is not going to be an MMR presentation, so you can go see the MMR presentation out on the floor. So there's three of them there. Production starts as soon as UL finishes. So UL is a little bit of a black box pseudo-government agency that goes and cuts things apart and tests everything and makes sure it's safe and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, the game's late. You know, are we annoyed about it? Yes, we're annoyed about it. So we don't need anybody to tell us that they're annoyed about it too, because we're probably more annoyed about it. But it is what it is. And, you know, we're working with Stern. Stern's on board. Everybody's, you know, ready to go. Everybody's aching to go. And so as soon as we get out of UL, probably couple, 2-3 weeks to get any of the parts that are dependent on UL, you know, to make sure that they don't say, gee, you got to put a extra winding on, you know, of Mylar or something on something, then it'll go. So that's what we're waiting for. And anybody that took the tour, you know, they don't go build all these fixtures and get all things set up just to, because they're bored, you know, they're not bored over at Stern. So anyway, so that's what's going on with the game. And the 2.0 games I talked about is we're exploring, you know, a number of those with a number of different people to try to get, you know, we have source code for a lot of games. We have original designers that are interested. We have people that are motivated to go write new code and so on and so forth. And we have Williams on board to allow us to do it. So it's a matter of just trying to figure out how to put all the pieces together, which tend to be putting pieces together in pinball tends to be hard. But we've got, you know, a little bit of hardware with the fast guys, and we've already done Dutch pinball, you know, as a game, and just looking for more to go. So there should be more coming on that soon. And, you know, and then, you know, over to parts, you know, our merchandise, then, you know, we just do whatever makes sense to do. So we've done T-shirts and carpets and keychains, and, you know, there's a dozen ideas of things queued up just to have stuff. Yeah, mini trans lights and 3D trans lights are coming, so we're going to do, you know, that type of stuff, wraps and whatever else makes sense to do, we're going to go do. Classic parts. We did get a bunch of tooling with the Illinois pinball stuff, so there's a lot more parts, you know, that we can go do that otherwise weren't going to be done before. So we're actually running those right now. So we've got some pretty big orders in to turn those tools that were not being run into parts. So there'll be some stuff that were usually difficult to do. A lot of these tools were $50,000 tools. I mean, they're, you know, tooling is expensive, but sometimes if it's a big tool, it's just incredibly expensive and just really hard to go reproduce that. So we've got access to all that stuff now and running what makes sense, and you'll see, you know, some additional stuff coming out soon. Okay? You know, and just more parts, whatever parts make sense. So we've got 100,000 blueprints, and, you know, we just do what, you know, we just try to figure out what people need, and, you know, if other people aren't doing it and they're, you know, if they're common parts, a lot of people will do it. If they're not common parts, then we'll do it and just try to get it done. Major announcements time. So a couple of reality versus fantasies here. So MMR is coming as soon as UL is done, and UL dependent parts are to start. That's the reality, okay? The fantasy out there is that the games are never going to be built. So just want to tell you that the reality is that they're going to be built, and they're going to be built soon. Another reality is that we want the games working more than anybody else. There's a lot of money tied up. There's a lot of angst in trying to get these games out. We come from a project management background, so we tend to want things done when they're supposed to be done, and sometimes that doesn't work out when we're not in Chicago and we can't control everything. But it is what it is, and no, it's not true that we need the money to fund operations and nobody bought a new house with it, so we're all good. The other reality is that we can call me anytime. I publish my cell phone number, and in fact, I don't get a lot of really weird, creepy calls. So, the reality is that not that my phone is disconnected or it's expensive to call me. So you can call me if you got any questions or comments or whatever. Another one is that we have made a lot of parts. So we make thousands of parts. We make them both ourselves as well as through our suppliers, as well as just continue to make parts. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. That's, you know, how we run our business. Versus we don't make anything. We do. So and I've seen that posted recently and it's like, I don't understand. But anyway, we do what we do by adding suppliers. We're kind of at our physical limitation of what we can do, and we do what we do well, which is to do artwork and leverage some of our blueprints and artwork to get more parts made. But what we do is we try to find more people to go do that kind of stuff. And, you know, Classic Playfield is a perfect example where they're, gosh, I think they're queued up at least 2 years worth of stuff, you know, but I'd rather not queue them up 10 years deep. I'd rather have 5 people 2 years deep than one person 10 years deep, you know. And so that's what we try to do, is get more people involved so that more parts come out faster, okay? As opposed to we shut down everybody, there will be no parts and the world will end. So, no, the world is not going to end. We'll be okay. Everybody will be okay? So let's see. Oh, LEDs on MMR are robust. For anybody that's all upset about LEDs being built into MMR, it's going to be okay, because there's 3 LEDs in each position, and if one goes out, the other gets brighter, and if 2 go out, the other one gets brighter, and if an atomic bomb hits the board, then we'll replace the board. So there are plenty of options that the LED is going to be safe. Okay, and LEDs don't just fail, and if they fail, it really wouldn't be good. So that's what I tend to hear. Okay, we make games because people want them. This came up last year about isn't that going to hurt the market and this and that. I don't really care. I mean, I just care that we make games, and we make games because people want them. And if they don't want them, then we're not going to make games. So that's the way it works. And, that's the way it works. So, and then, where we're at, we're on the website at planetarypinball.com or pinball.com. We've got a forum that we've just started up, primarily to just give people kind of a noiseless way to say, here's what we're doing, and answer questions and not get into all the drama and the politics. We're on Pinside. Pinside's great. It's just sometimes it's not. And then, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. So if you need to know what's going on with us, that's the way to do it. And then thanks for your support. And, as always, we always thank Roger Sharp, because he's always been kind of, before he was, when he was at Williams, he was always a supporter. And I don't know if he's in the audience now, but he's still continues to be a supporter. And we owe a lot to Roger to help. Roger helped open the door of the thinking of Williams to be more open to do a lot of the things that we couldn't have done without him. So it's always a lot of appreciation for Roger. Okay, so that's what we have. There's a lot going on. It's been a busy year, and it will continue to be a busy year. We're not going anywhere, and other than just being busy trying to make stuff. So, we'll keep you as up to date as we can keep you. And I don't know how long we went on this. Do we have time?
We have 18 minutes.
18 minutes. That was fast. Okay, so we can do a couple of questions, and then we'll be around the whole weekend to answer anything. Yeah.
Gene Cunningham used to brag that he totally owned Capcom Pinball. Do you now totally own Capcom?
Nobody owns Capcom Pinball. So do we have assets and rights? Yeah.
Gene bragged that he owned Williams.
Yeah. Gene, yeah, I was at a show in, it was in Marin, yes. Where I was sitting, I was in the same room off to the side, and it was only Gene and us. It was a very noisy place, except in that room. And Gene didn't know that the next day I was headed off to Australia to go and close the deal with Wayne in Australia to buy the rights. And so I had to sit through the whole weekend with Gene. And Gene and I have this unique relationship, but I would constantly be hearing about how he bought Williams Bally, and I was on the way to go down and buy the license. So it was painful to keep hearing that, but it was, I guess the moral of this story is don't believe everything you hear from everybody.
What years are covered by the materials that you have from Williams?
Films, things like that. They go back to, Flickr films, art films, and Playfield plastic films, and Backlash films. So a bunch, I haven't gone through a lot of that stuff, but it's there. There's a lot of, early, like 72 Fireball, got those films out. So it's kind of a weird collection, not sure exactly what the, there's a lot of, what we've gone through is primarily the films that were in tubes, as opposed to there were a lot of blueprint cabinets that had a lot of films. We haven't even been through those yet. That's typically where the older stuff is. And so we've been through a lot of the DMD solid state games. And so we're just, there's probably 500 sets of films. And then you got to figure out, is it 500 sets of good films, bad films, most recent version films and things like that. But a lot of it is good, and a lot of it we can even digitally modify, to fix and bring up to date and things like that. Because, the films, and you can have a lot of debate about this, but we've got the equipment to take a digital film or, to take an old school film, turn it into digital. We can put it together within a day. And then we can print it on our own printers within a day. If it's cabinet art, we can do that often in a day. And that would typically take, weeks of vectoring and getting it all prepared. And so that's the benefit is, the reason I was so interested in this stuff is because, we can turn this stuff into good artwork for people immediately, and especially for cabinet art, because we print cabinet art directly. We can do a lot more a lot faster. So what the promise is of why we got into this is to do more faster. Why recreate artwork when you've got the original stuff? Yeah.
Why I heard a rumor that
So you probably didn't hear that rumor from or about us. So
heard a rumor that they were never going to be made again.
Oh well.
Are they?
Never say never about that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not in the ramp business, although we can get ramps made, everybody can get ramps made. But I know that Party Zone's one of those ramp sets that people want. So, this is an example where, if we don't see something getting made that we think needs to get made, then we just add a new supplier and try to give them, I've got the blueprints for Party Zone ramps, so at least that's a start, and then you've got the originals. Ramps are a little tricky, can't just take an original and throw it in a mold and turn out what you want because it shrinks. So you got to do a little bit more work. But the answer is that it should not, rumors of that something is never going to be done are not good rumors. Okay.
I just want to see you done because I
No, I had Party Zone side art run, you know, and so I like Party Zone. So I think, you know, just stay tuned, and you know, if there's stuff that people need, the more I hear, then the more we put on the list, and you know, and hopefully I hear the right way, and then we get stuff done. So that's, I mean, that's all we do. Is we just make stuff, get stuff to happen. All right. All right. Thanks, everybody.